Michigan will lose a lot of energy production in 2016, enough energy for 1 million people. That's the projection from a new report shared exclusively this hour with Michigan Radio from public sector consultants. Julie Mette Bennett helped to author this report. Welcome, Julie.
Oh, I love being here. Thanks for having me.
There are really some dire warnings in this report from PSC. What's behind this projected loss of electricity?
Well, it's really due to a dramatic shift in the fuel that we use to generate electricity. Right now, about half of our power comes from coal-fired power plants. These plants are quite old. About 80% of them are more than 50 years old. And while 50 might be the new 30 for you and I, it certainly isn't for power plants. And so the cost of operating them is getting more and more expensive. In addition, there have been some recent environmental regulations passed, and the cost of complying with those regulations is also adding to the cost. And it's just making them uneconomical, and we're losing a lot of them, about 9 units across the state. And as you said, that's enough power for 1 million people or the cities of Lansing, Grand Rapids, and Detroit combined, creating this huge gap between the amount of power that we're producing and the amount we need.
So when the EPA put in these new standards to regulate coal production, it would have meant pretty expensive of updates to these old creaky plants.
Right, that were already so expensive to operate because of their age. So it just put that final nail in the coffin on them.
So they're going to be closed.
Yep.
And then what?
good question. So we've got this huge gap, right, between supply and demand. And the good news is that we can address this. So we need to reduce demand for electricity, and we can do that through energy efficiency programs. We also need more supply, and we can do that through more renewable-fueled generation. And the state's already got policies in place that encourage that. The legislature's actually looking at those policies. They might get more aggressive about those next year. But renewables and efficiency alone aren't going to solve the problem. Renewable generation is intermittent in nature, and we really need new supply that's more continuous and reliable, what we call baseload power plants. That's what we need.
And what would that look like? What would that be?
Probably it would be gas-fired power plants. The cost of gas has gone down significantly, and they don't have the issue of all these environmental regulations from coal production. So probably gas.
But there's going to be this lag time from the time that these 9 coal generation units shut down and we are left with the lack of energy and losing this energy production until this all gets up and running. What do we do in the interim?
Well, it's not just that. We actually have policies on the books. Well, we have policies that are encouraging renewables and efficiency. We also have a policy that's discouraging these new baseload plants.
And what is that?
Well, let me explain this. So this policy allows for some customers, primarily large industrial customers, to actually bypass their utility and purchase power independently from alternative suppliers. At the same time, the policy requires that the utility take those customers back if they decide to come back. So it kind of creates this revolving door of customers that is causing major reliability issues and affordability issues. The reliability issue is because a utility isn't going to build a baseload power plant without knowing what side of the revolving door their customers are on. It's very expensive to build these plants. It's a long-term investment, and they need long-term certainty to know the size of their customer base. From an affordability perspective, they have to have power in reserve because these customers can come back through the revolving door to them at any time. And having this reserve power costs money. And the people that are paying for that cost are those customers that have stayed with the utility. So it's not really fair because the customers that went out through the door are causing the cost, but it's those that stayed that are paying for it.
And the stayed, is that industrial or is that residential? Is that
it's
just
really
us in our homes?
It's really, yeah, it's us in our homes that are paying for it while the large customers are leaving. So it's causing this cost shift that's not really fair. You know, the federal government is really taking notice of our clunky policy. They're seeing that we're not building new supply. They know we have this huge gap. They see this cost shift, and they're actually starting to get more involved in energy decisions in our state, which is a little bit troublesome as well when we want to be charting our own course as a state and not having the Fed step in.
What kind of conversations happening in Lansing and awareness of the repercussions of this clunky policy?
Well, sure. I think the conversations are heating up because they're seeing what's going on in the Upper Peninsula. Your listeners might be aware that there's a real crisis going on, actually, in the Upper Peninsula.
Let's get into that more. before we talk about Lansing. Tell us about that situation with the energy production in the UP.
Sure. So a large business customer went out through the revolving door. They left the Presque Isle power plant, which is really the only game in town in the Upper Peninsula for power. So they switched and they went to an outer state supplier. And this was a large part of the customer base for that power plant. And because they lost so many customers, they wanted to actually shut down. It just wasn't economical to keep going. Well, the federal government stepped in and said, no, you need to keep supplying the grid with power. We need that for reliability. Well, and then the state stepped in and said, well, why is the federal government getting involved in that? This is a state issue. We ensure reliability in the state. So there's some squabbling going on between federal and state leaders. And in the meantime, the customers in the Upper Peninsula are worried about reliability and they're worried about affordability. The state and the feds agree the power plant needs to stay open. So reliability might not be as big of a concern as the cost. Mm. The residential customers, it's estimated they're going to be paying about $50 more a month in their utility bills. For business customers, I heard an interview on Michigan radio from a grocer who's looking at a $700 a month increase. And where's that money going to come from? It's a big concern in a place that's already struggling economically.
So what would be the answer?
Yeah, so this is a complicated problem, and I probably really oversimplified it. But here's what we know. We are losing a lot of generation. We need more supply. Renewables need to be part of the answer. We need to reduce demand. Energy efficiency needs to play a role. But we also need these baseload power plants, and we currently have a policy in place that hampers our ability to do that. So something needs to change, and it's up to state leaders to change it. And we need to do it now, because the crisis is 2 years out and it takes at least that long to build these new plants.
And so we've talked about the UP. Looking at the rest of Michigan, as we see these plants go away, are people going to lose, or are they at risk of losing access to electricity?
It's a funny question, because it sounds like we're talking about not a developed country, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to go back to kerosene lamps.
Yeah, we expect to have power outages because of, you know, weather issues, but not having enough supply is really unacceptable. So I don't see that our policymakers are going to let this happen and that customers really need to be of concern. It's my hope. I'm optimistic that policymakers will change this policy and we'll get some new generation going in the state.
Would it also mean paying more for electricity?
Actually, I don't think so, because baseload generators would probably be fueled by natural gas, and that's looking really economical right now. And the cost of renewables has also come down quite a bit. I think what you would see is if we don't add more generation and capacity is constrained, that's when prices go up, and that's what they're seeing in the UP.
Are other states dealing with these same kind of problems, Julie?
Yes. The environmental regulations are hitting the whole country. And there are different parts of the country, I think a couple different regions, that are experiencing the same shortage. So across the country, on average, people get about 39% of their power from coal. In Michigan, it's 50%. So we're much more reliant on coal than other places in the country. So we're seeing it more here.
How did that happen? How did we wind up becoming more reliant than other parts of the country on coal?
Well, I think probably just economics. It just made sense at the time. And now it certainly does not.
So it's a challenge. And I guess I wonder how aware and willing to act, if the political will is there in Lansing, to change this revolving door policy that you aptly termed as clunky. Is the will there to enact the fixes?
Well, we're going to see in the next year. I believe that, and I know that there is a look from the governor and the legislature at a holistic either renewal or change to our energy policies. Renewables and efficiency have been what's been talked about most. Mm-hmm. This other policy, the revolving door policy, hasn't been spoken of as much. But there are simple fixes, actually, that could be done, right? We could either close the revolving door and go back to the traditional way that we've provided power, where a utility has a certain customer base territory and it doesn't change and they can plan for that. So we could shut the revolving door, or we could change our laws to retire those customers that go out through the revolving door to pay for the ability to return.
Mm.
So that would be a more of a fair way of assessing the costs.
Well, it looks like there has to be discussion as we think of all the other things facing Michigan, like the road funding and all of that.
The legislature's got their hands full next year. Let's just say that.
A very full plate. Julie Mette-Bennett is with Public Sector Consultants. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Julie.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.